The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's story is about swimming, an Olympic hopeful, and the sort of courage it takes to tackle your fears. It's also about me, your host, Anupam Kher. But mostly, it's about making you smile. Welcome to Anupam Kher's Chapter 3, Swim Lessons. Back when I was a young actor still looking for my first big role, I met Tanveer Ahmed. Tanveer was a director, new on the scene, and he liked my work. We got along immediately. Our conversation was easy, and it wasn't long before he told me, "I would like to cast you as the villain in my film." Did I hear that right? The villain? I can't tell you how overjoyed I was. A lead role. Something I could sink my teeth into. And then, ever so casually, he added, "So I'm sure you know how to swim." Now, swimming isn't something I grew up with. We had no ponds near my home, no money for swim lessons. Swimming wasn't part of my world. But here was everything I dreamt of. A big role with a new director. I just couldn't turn down the opportunity. The shooting was in 3 months. I thought to myself, in 3 months I can learn to swim. And then I did what I do best. I acted. I said, "Yes, of course. I know swimming. I'm a very good swimmer, yaar. Of course, mujhe tairna janta hu machli ki tarah, yaar." And in my enthusiasm, I improvised. I kept going on and on about how much I love to swim. "Oh yes, I feel so at home in the water. Sometimes I think I am part fish." I stopped just short of declaring myself a champion swimmer. And of course, Tanveer was thrilled. When I left the meeting, I had a plan. I headed straight for King's Hotel, a cheap little hotel in Juhu where they had a swimming pool and offered swim lessons. Unfortunately, the trainer there was basically an exaggerated version of me. He said, bilkul. In 5 days, you will be an expert. Anybody who has come to me has become a champion. Then he said, "Toh? Tayaro, are you ready?" I said, Hanji, yes, sir, bilkul, sir. I'm ready to swim, sir, under your leadership, sir." He said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yes, sir, of course. I was an eager student, ready to learn. And then he pushed me into the water. Or I should say, he threw me into the water. What happened next was not pretty. I started sinking, I started screaming, "Oye, bachao! Oye, mujhe bachao! Mere ko bachao!" This did not feel like a typical swim lesson. I'm not sure how exactly he pulled me out, because it wasn't by my hair. But when my feet were back on solid ground and the water was out of my eyes and my nose, well, I gave him one tight slap on the face. Maybe that wasn't the right reaction, but throwing a 27-year-old man into the water without any warning was not my idea of learning how to swim. He said,
"Are yaar, kya yaar? Main to aise hi sikhata hoon na, dost. That is the way I teach, huh? Kya hai? Tu darta hai pani se? Ye pani ka dar bahar nikalna hai. You're scared of water, yaar. You need to get the fear of water out of your system."
But instead, the opposite happened. I was more afraid than ever. Over the next few months, I did try to learn. I joined a different swimming club. I spent time in the kiddie pool. But that fear of water stayed with me. I thought, maybe if the shooting begins, we will do all the scenes on the land and then they will just have to use a body double for the swim scenes. That is what I was hoping. When I finally got a call from Tanvir's assistant, I was unprepared. He said, "Okay, so tomorrow morning we will shoot at Sea Rock Hotel swimming pool at 9 a.m. I said,
swimming pool? Do we need a swimming pool?"
The assistant said,
"Haan bhai, we are doing your first shot where you are in the water, deep water."
Deep water? Hearing this, I almost lost my balance. I went cockeyed with fear. And he kept describing it to me. "There will be two or three pretty girls swimming. We will shoot it from the top angle and then suddenly in slow motion you will emerge in the middle of the water and laugh like a villain." I thought to myself, oh my God, my word, what do I do? When I showed up the next day, I was given a brilliant robe and very nice swimming trunks. But I couldn't hide my nerves. When Tanvir saw me, he said, what's wrong with you, huh? You're not looking confident. You should be the happiest man on earth today, my friend." I said, my voice was not coming out. And he said, "So how do you like the opening shot of the villain?" I said, "I like it very much, but can we please do it in the shallow end?" "The shallow end?" Suddenly his tone changed. "What do you mean, can we do it in the shallow end?" Huh? I said, because I think I'll come out of it more confidently. He said, "No. I have conceived a shot in deep water and then you come out of it." I said, "Can my body double do that shot?" And he suddenly turned cold and he said, "So you don't know swimming." Now, I won't go into the details, but it was not a great day for me. I was unceremoniously kicked off the set. I was replaced with Amrish Puri, who was the villain in the Indiana Jones films later. At the time, it felt like the biggest disaster of my life. As you can probably tell, I learned from the experience and things eventually worked out for me. But the reason I'm telling you this is because 2 years ago, I decided to face my biggest fear when I came to New York. I decided to do all the things I would have never done before and started taking swimming lessons. This time with a real instructor. I'm still not a champion swimmer, but I can swim a little. I am no longer afraid of water. So Tanvir, if you are listening and you have a role for a beginning swimmer, call me. I'm almost ready. I think about two things that experience has taught me over the years. One, it's truly never too late to learn. It took me 30 some years to get back into a pool and try again. But now I love being in the water. And two, I have never fibbed to a director since. Tanvir, thank you for throwing me out of the film because it made me a better collaborator, a better person. And I mean that genuinely. But speaking of not knowing how to swim, I want to tell you the most wonderful, heartwarming story of another young man who couldn't swim. The story of Eric Musambani. Eric Musambani came from Equatorial Guinea, a tiny nation in West Africa. And just before the Summer Olympic Games in 2000, he qualified to compete in the 100-meter freestyle. There was just one problem. Eric had never raced before. In fact, he barely knew how to swim. A few years earlier, the Olympic Committee had founded a program to encourage athletes from developing nations to participate in the Olympic Games. Eric was one of those lucky wildcard winners. At the time, he was 22 years old. Unlike me, he had been in the water before, but competitive swimming was almost unheard of in Equatorial Guinea. In fact, the country didn't have a single Olympic-sized swimming pool. Regardless, Eric started to train. Since there were no 50-meter-long pools available, he practiced in a tiny 12-meter pool at a local hotel, which permitted him to swim 3 days a week from 5 to 6 in the morning. When the hotel pool was closed, Eric practiced his stroke in a nearby river. Local fishermen gave him tips on how to kick and paddle, but it wasn't exactly a lesson in swimming. As he put it, it was mainly advice on how not to sink. After 8 months of training, Eric flew across the world to compete. It was the first time he had ever seen or been in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. In the days leading up to the race, Eric sat and watched as the American team practiced. He didn't know how to dive or how to properly move his arms or kick. He tried taking notes. Some people laughed when he reached out for help. But eventually, a friendly coach from South Africa tried to teach him the basics. Simple things, how to breathe and how to dive into the pool without belly flopping. On the day of the big race, Eric was anxious. The arena was packed with spectators and he was scared that he would do something that would make the room erupt in laughter. Eric was especially nervous that people back home were watching. I knew my family, my country, my mother, my sister, my friends were watching me, he said. That's why I was so hungry. I have to compete. I have to do it. Eric had one thing that eased his mind. His race was against two other wildcard swimmers. One from Niger, the other from Tajikistan. The three swimmers took to the blocks, bent into their starting positions, and suddenly, without warning, Eric's two competitors jumped into the water. Eric stood at the edge of the pool looking around in confusion. It was a false start. The two swimmers were immediately disqualified from the race. And with that, Eric's worst fears were realized. Now, he was racing alone. Eric took the block. And at the sound of the starting pitch, dove into the water. It was an impressive start. Eric paddled his arms and kicked his legs and he seemed to be doing all right. But then when he reached the halfway point, he hit a wall. He began flailing his arms helplessly. One of the commentators said, "There is a swimmer who is in danger of drowning, the poor bloke." With about 40 meters left in the race, Eric struggled just to stay afloat. He gasped for air. He thrashed his arms and his legs, which felt like jello, failed to move at all. But the crowd was there for him. They began to go wild. When Eric felt like giving up, everybody in the arena cheered him on. Energized, Eric slowly doggy paddled towards the edge, and when he touched the finish line, the audience burst into cheers. It was the first time Eric had ever finished a 100-meter race. He completed it in 1 minute, 52 seconds and 72 milliseconds. It was the slowest 100-meter time in Olympic history. But Eric, he didn't care. He had finished, and his time was technically a new national record. He later told the press, I'm going to jump and dance all night long in celebration of my personal triumph. After the race, Eric returned to the Olympic Village for a long nap. When he woke up and stepped outside, he was swarmed by cameras and microphones. Eric's wonderful attitude had earned him a legion of fans and turned him into a celebrity. He was given a nickname for his unusual swimming style, Eric the Eel, Eric the Eel, hey, Eric the Eel. For the next few years, Eric would keep training and learning to swim. He has since moved on to become Equatorial Guinea's national swimming coach, and now he spends his energy promoting swimming throughout the country. And thanks to Eric, his countrymen no longer have to train in tiny hotel pools. The nation now has multiple Olympic-sized pools to splash and swim in. That's it for today's episode. I'm Anupam Kher. Be kind to yourself and thank you for listening. Anupam Kher is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Anupam Kher. Our executive producer is Mangesh Hathikudur, senior producer Julian Weller, associate producer Morgan Lavoy, sound design and mixing by Julian Weller and Dan Bauza, music by Aaron Kaufman, production support from Emily Marinoff and Mary Dew, writing by Lucas Riley, Matt Riddle, Morgan Lavoy, and Julian Weller. Lucas Riley and Matt Riddle are our story editors. Thanks to Sikin Paru, Herman D'Souza, Godwin Amana, CDM Studios, Connell Byrne, and Bob Pittman. Anybody who has come to me has become a champion.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.